Because Mr. Evans, because Mr. Evans is here. No, I'm just kidding. Because, no, they're just me. I'm going to finish early because I have to go somewhere. And because we're going to finish Sefer Shoftim. And then we're going to be done. See, that's what I meant. You don't even know what you came for the final week of Sefer Shoftim.
I actually have gone through this on my own with another person. So
great.
Kind of
then you'll be ready.
And I even went through Shoftim as well. So
there you go.
Excellent.
Yeah. So whatever I learn now is going to be...
That is perfect. Okay. So we left off. We're trying to take care of the 600 men of Binyamin that remain. And there are only 600 people left, seemingly in the entire tribe of Binyamin. And to lose a shevet while he's gone, you mentioned would be a terrible tragedy and would affect Klal Yisrael as a whole. Klal Yisrael is only complete when we have 12 Shvatim. So the rest of the Jewish nation sought to allow the tribe of Binyamin to survive by supplying them with wives. The problem was that they had taken a shvua, an oath, that they would not marry any of their daughters off to the tribe of Binyamin. And they could not nullify their oath. Meshur Chachma said because it was, you know, you can't nullify your own oath, and everyone was included in that oath. So they were left with to try to find other solutions. So the first solution that they found was to go after the people of Yavesh Gilad. Because the people of Yavesh Gilad had, according to the Ramban, according to the Pesukim, broken the Shvua, or broken the Cheirim, broken the oath, and not joined the battle as was ordered by the Sanhedrin, by the Jewish people as a whole, which may have a din, a tree like Sanhedrin, and they were in violation of this, and the Pasuk says that most humans, that you get killed if you don't go to battle when you're called to battle like that. And that was that allowed them to kill the people of Yavesh Gilad, and they even, again, it's hard to explain this, but they killed everyone, leaving only a few, only the Besulos, only the virgins left.
Why didn't they do that with the women of Binyamin?
Why didn't they leave them any women?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I these are parts of the story that I just don't understand at all.
I was asking last week, they treated it like hair on the doctor.
I'm losing my hearing and with all the background.
So basically they did this, they got the Vesulas, and they only had 400 though. So they were able to supply wives to 400 of the men of Binyamin. That's where we're going to start off. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayishluchu Kol Ha'eda, and the entire nation sent, Vayidabru El B'nei Binyamin, and they spoke to the people of Binyamin, Asher B'Sela Rimon, who were in Sela Rimon, Vayikru Lahem Shalom, and then this is what they said, and they said, peace, we're ready to be at peace with you, we even though we killed everyone else, but you last 600, we're at peace with. Vayasa Binyamin Vayisahi, and the men of Binyamin returned at that time, Vayitnu Lahem Anoshim Asher Chiyu Minashe Yavesh Gilad. And they gave them the women that they had allowed to survive from the wives of Yavesh Gilad, the Lomatsu Lahem Cain, and they didn't find enough. And they didn't find that they had enough women, because they only found 400, and there were 600 men of Binyamin.
Who were the people of Yavesh Gilad? Were they, it was another Jewish...
They're from Menashe, I think.
Menashe?
they were across.
So they were, there's a lot of infighting going on in China.
Yeah.
All the tribes.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
I forgot to ask if anybody discussed whether the 600 had any relatives or
not,
random survivors.
Were first cousins, if you will? To be honest?
So maybe something related to that, which I'll mention soon.
Yes, it's kids.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The Menashe, and
well, Binyamin's from Rachel. Not
right, but I mean, Yosef is from Rachel, too.
Yeah, yeah. So they're all from Rachel.
They, right, so they were first, they were cousins to each other.
Well, they were full brothers,
everybody
not
was,
half brothers.
Yeah.
Everybody was
well,
cousins.
No, but
they were close to cousins.
Brothers, they were brothers versus
they had the same,
because Yosef's
mother.
Kids.
No,
yeah, Yosef,
they
Yosef's
came from the same
were,
as one of the mothers. Yeah.
Yosef's kids were Menashe and
Ephraim.
Ephraim, right.
Okay. Pasuk test of Ha'am Nicham Levinyamin, and the nation became comforted or close to Binyamin again. They got over it. He asked Hashem Peretz B'Shifta Yisrael, because Hashem had made a hole, a piercing in the Shatim of Israel, and they didn't. And there was a tribe here that was on the brink of annihilation, of extinction. Vayomru Ziknei Ha'ida. And the elders of the nation said, "Ma nase lanosarim lanoshim? What should we do for the remaining men? There's 200 left who don't have wives. What should we do for them? Ki nishbada mibinyamin isha, because all the women of Binyamin have been destroyed. La yomru, and they said, Yerushas pleita lebinyamin, v'lo yimafeh shevet miyisrael." So this pasuk is pretty unclear what it's saying. The word means Yerushas, the inheritance of, pleita, of the remainder of Binyamin, and a tribe of Israel shouldn't be annihilated. So the Mefarshim take different directions on this pasuk. They take different directions. So I'll share. So the Rashi learns that what they were saying was that the inheritance of the Shevet of Binyamin is lost, is empty. They won't be able to inherit their land, their inheritance of land will be empty. So let's make sure that the remainder can get their land. So Yerushas, the inheritance of the land of Binyamin, Pleita of Binyamin, we should make sure goes to the Pleita of Binyamin, goes to the remainder, that these remaining people can occupy the land. And it's worth it, we should find wives for the last 200 to make sure that the land becomes fully occupied. The Rabag, and this is what I was referencing before, also along the lines of Rashi, this is a positive statement towards Binyamin, that what they were saying was that the 600 men that remained, there's a reason for this, right? You were asking, what did they have to put? So the Rabag says what they were saying was that the Pleita, those who escaped, those who remained, they are the Yerusha. They are the inheritance of Binyamin. They are the continuation of Binyamin, and they survived for a reason. And we need to, if Hashem allowed just, you know, these 600 to get away, and allowed just these 600 to survive, then there must be a reason for this, and therefore it must be in order to continue the existence of the tribe, and therefore we have to do something about it, and we have to find them wives for the remaining 200. All 600 are obviously here for a reason, even though we found wives for the first 400, but that's not enough. There's a reason why 600 survived. That would be what they would be saying. Other Mefarshim take the opposite stance, that their response was, in the previous pasuk they said, you know, what are we going to do for the remaining men for wives? because Binyamin, all the women of Binyamin are destroyed. And the response is, you know, they're taken care of. Yerusha's place over Binyamin, that there's no need. There's already an inheritance and continuation to the remainder of Binyamin, because we've supplied wives to the first 400. Okay, so 200 won't get. So, okay, so they'll be fine, though. They could build out from the first 400. So these two approaches. One is that they were in line with the previous pasuk where they said, what are we going to do for Binyamin? And they said, yeah, what are we going to do for Binyamin? They, there's a reason why there's all 600 survived. We need to find wives for all 600, even the remaining 200. And the other approach was that, no, they were saying, they don't need it. They already have 400.
As long as they're continuing, then it doesn't matter, as opposed to Hashem saving these 600 particular.
Okay, I mean, you don't know why. Maybe the last 200 were saved for a different reason, right? They're not saying that the last 200 were saved for no reason, but maybe they needed them to help rebuild the cities that they're going to rebuild. Like, it doesn't have to be that we have to supply them. Why? That's not necessarily the interpretation.
Wouldn't you think that those 200 that were not going to get a wife, wouldn't they be a little bit upset?
We're not so concerned about upsetting them right now.
Wouldn't they be fighting with them?
We're talking about all of Israel against 200. You know, it wouldn't be like they already killed off the rest of the tribes. It wouldn't be hard to.
He's saying they're going to be upset at the 400.
So that's not my problem. So that's not my problem. Remember, what we have to keep in mind is that it's not so simple to get them any wives right now. Right? Where do we get the first 400 from? We killed off an entire, family of a tribe, Yavish Gilad. They went and wiped out to get 400 wives. So it's not so simple. So that's why,
they're having a shidduch crisis?
Big time.
They could have asked, like they do with the bumpies, they could have asked for volunteers.
Yeah. No, and nobody could do it because everybody was sworn not to. That they was a shvuah that they wouldn't marry Binyamin, so that was the problem. It seems that they were included in it. They couldn't voluntarily go and marry them.
And adult women, all right, they say, all right, if they were children, they were obligated by their father.
This shvuah is for all of Klal Yisrael.
The women participated
in the shvuah.
Global.
Yeah, it wasn't that everybody took the shvuah. Somebody, the leaders took it on behalf of everyone.
Including the unmarried women.
Everyone. So, fine. So, v'anachnu lo nuchal osis v'anashim ibn osenu. As I mentioned, this was the problem. We can't give them wives from our daughters, kinishbu b'nei Yisrael lemar, because the b'nei Yisrael had sworn, saying, arur notin isha l'vinyamin, cursed is one who gives his wife to Binyamin. Pasuk Yotet. Here's the solution. Vayomru, and they said, Hinei Chag Hashem b'Shilo miyamim yomim. There's a celebration for Hashem in Shilo, the place of the Mishkan, that takes place miyamim yomim every year. Asher mitzvono leBeis El, the exact place, the exact location is, it's north of Beis El, Mizrucha HaShemesh leMesila, and it's east of the path, HaOlam miBeis El Shchema, that goes from Beis El to Shchem, uMinegev leLevona, and it's to the south of Levona. This is the exact place. This is where you need to be. VaYitzavuos B'nei Binyamin leMar, and they commanded the B'nei Binyamin, saying, Lechu v'arabtem b'kramim. Go, to the leaders of the Jewish people, tell these 200 men of Binyamin who don't have wives, go and lay an ambush in the vineyard. Ureisem, and you'll see. This is what's going to happen. Vinei, imyetsu v'no Shiloh, lachu v'mecholot. The daughters of Shiloh will come out on this holiday to dance in circles. V'yitzasem yakramim, and you should come out from the vineyard. V'chatasem lachem ishtom v'no Shiloh, and each of you should take one woman from the daughters of Shiloh, kidnap her, Now, last time Eretz Binyamin, and you should go back to Binyamin with your wife.
What a solution.
V'haya, and it will be k'yavo avosam o acheyem, and when their fathers or their brothers come, garive leino, to fight with us and to tell us, you know, we should go after them, or how can you do this? V'amarnu aleyem, and we'll say to them, chanunu osam, we had mercy upon them, or you should have mercy upon them as well. And this is how we can, this is okay. Because, actually, the first they said, because we didn't take enough men in the war against Yavish Gilad. We didn't take enough men. We didn't take a woman for every man in the war against Yavish Gilad. We were short. And this is okay in terms of the Shvuah. The reason why it's mutter, the reason why it's permitted despite the oath, is because you're not taking them. You're not giving them. They're not even going voluntarily. They're being kidnapped. They're being taken. And therefore, it won't be a violation of the Shvuah. We'll get to that in a minute.
Never mind.
The Shvuah is not to give voluntarily, you think?
That's right. It said not to give. Yeah, and
voluntarily.
Right.
It's an immoral type of behavior.
What is it?
Doing that. Kidnapping. I mean, come on.
Karben told him to do
that.
Kidnapping with a wink.
It was a, there was a great need. There was a great need. There was a tribe on the brink of destruction.
Why didn't they just simply go to the people and work a deal?
Nobody could go voluntarily. There was an oath that nobody can marry the man of Binyamin.
So they had to take it.
Yeah, that's the auto deal. There was no such thing. Oh my God.
Vayasu chayim b'nei Binyamin, and the b'nei Binyamin did this. Vayisu nashim l'misparam, and they married the amount of women to their numbers. V'namecholos asher gazalu, from the dancers that they stole. By Yelchu, and they went, by Yashubu and Achalasim, and they returned to their land, by Yivnu Esa'arim, and they built up the cities that had been destroyed, by Yeshvu Bahem, and they settled in them. By Yishaokhu, Musham B'nai Yisrael, by Yisahi, and the B'nai Yisrael went from there at that time, Ish L'Shivto L'Mishpachto, each man went to his Shevet, and to his family, by Yish Yetzu Misham Ishu and Achalasso, and they went out from there, each to his inheritance. Everybody went home from the war. By Yami Mahim, Sefer Shoftim concludes, in those days, Ein Melech be Yisrael, there was no king in Israel, Ish Hayasar be'ein of Yasa, each man did what was straight in his eyes. Really the theme of the last two prakim, certainly, and much of Sefer Shoftim, is a time without a strong leader, interspersed with the Shofet who comes to power and takes leadership, but then, you know, there wasn't like a way of, they didn't have a system for continuing, and every time the Shofet died, then they would return to their ways, and then they would have to appoint another Shofet. The Malbim says that this pasuk is concluding to tell you that they should have learned, they didn't learn from what happened. That they should have immediately taking action and appointing a leader. He's again going, again, there's a discussion about when all this happened. It seems most assume that this happened right at the beginning of their entering the land of Israel, after Yoshua's death, before Othniel ben Kenaz comes to power. We will see in when we start Sefer Shmuel that there is an idea that Shaul was one of these men, I believe, who...
Abducted?
Yeah, there's a Gemara, I think, that Kishol was from the tribe of Binyamin, and there's a Gemara that seems to... that I think places him as one of these men involved in the kidnapping here, and...
What about David's son?
And if this had really happened at the beginning, when they first entered the land of Israel, then Kishol would be very old, by the time he became king. So there's a question about when exactly this happened, or maybe it's a machlokus, if you assume that Shaul was among these men. then it would have been there at the end of Sefer Shoftim. If you assume that he wasn't, if you go with the other opinion to say that happened at the beginning, then you have to assume that he wasn't. The Mitzvah Shavid explains that this was a praise, that it's showing that despite the fact that there was no king, still they let Binyamin go back to their land. Nobody took their land from them. They kept the land of each Shevet in the possession of each Shevet, and this is coming to praise them. That in Chassal it says, you know, everybody went back to their land, and in those days there was no king, and despite that they still didn't step on each other's toes or steal each other's land, and everybody returned to their Shevet.
Still alive at this point?
Yehoshua was not alive. Just to close with one more idea, so just to go back to what was this holiday that these girls were celebrating in Shiloh. So the Radak here, the Radak says that Efsher, says the Radak, it's possible that this was every Pesach or every Sukkot, which was the time of Simcha, he says, or it could have been Yom Kippur, which was the day that the Benos Yisrael go out to dance in the vineyard, like Chazal say, and we'll get back to that in a moment. And he says this was the outside the city of Shiloh, in that place. Outside the city of Shiloh, somewhere off the side. Right, so everybody is talking about Tubav, so we're thinking of the Mishnah at the end of Tainus. The Mishnah at the end of Tainus, and that's also what he's referring to about Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says, amazing Mishnah, Lohayu Yamim Tovim Li Yisrael, there was no Yom Tov right to the Jewish people, Kichamish Asr Ba'av Lukiyom HaKippurim, like Tubav, the 15th of Av, and Yom Kippur. Shebohem Benos Yerushalayim, Yotos B'Slei Rabban Shulim, Benos Yisrael, Benos Yerushalayim, depending on your Girsa. They would go out in white clothes, and it says, the cholos bekramim, and they would dance in the vineyards, actually to attract husbands, and Mishnah goes on. So the Gemara wonders, you know, what was this all about? So the Gemara says, Bishlama Yom HaKippurim, I understand what there is to celebrate on Yom Kippur. It's Yom Slicha Mechila. It's a day of atonement. You know, where we're forgiven. Not only that, Yom Shenitnu Bo Luchos Achronos. It's the second Shavuot. It's the day that we got the Luchos. But Tuvav Mayi, what is the significance of the 15th of Av? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavo Zebozeh. It was the day that the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry. That up till now, they would not, it was only an exception for the Benos Trachad. And on Tubav, it doesn't say what year, but on some year on Tubav, they were permitted to intermarry between Shvatim. My darish, what did they darshing? The Pasuk says, Zeh adavar asher tziva Hashem libenos Trachad. The Benos Trachad were told to stay within their tribe. But everyone else, the Darshans, could marry outside their tribe. They wanted to keep the land of the Benos Tzlafchad within their tribe. The daughters of Tzlafchad. The six daughters who came to Moshe and they said, our father died, he doesn't have things, and we don't have any land. So they got land. So what tribe was he from? I'm not sure. What tribe, anyone? No? Okay. Menashe? Okay. Menashe. Rabbi Sunni here. Special guest. So that's the first thing in the Gemara. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Nachman, Yom Shehutzer Shevet Binyamin Lavo Bakal. It was the day that Shevet Binyamin was allowed to remarry into the Jewish people in this story. Shenamar v'ish yitzal nishba v'mitzvah lemar. The man of Israel swore in mitzvah saying, Ish mimenu lo yitzem bitzel v'binyamin le'isha. No man from us should give his wife, his daughter, to Binyamin for a wife. My darsh, what did they darshing? Amarav mimenu velomi banenu. From us, but not from our sons. From us, we can't give our daughters, but our children will be able to marry with the Insa Binyamin again. So, now, with whichever one of these shatim you go with, so one of them clearly happened after the story. That which they darshened, which they learned out that their children would be allowed, it's very related to the story, but it clearly happened after, that they allowed their children's children to marry into Binyamin in the future, but it's very related to our story. But the other fact that they were allowed to marry into the tribe, intertribal marriages, that's very important to our story, because they, in order for their to find wives for Binyamin, they had to intermarry. So I think there are some Mefarshim who want to say that it happened on this year. I don't really understand why that would be, because why were they already celebrating? You know, unless they like knew that they already had the Hetzer, there's going to be a celebration on that day. It doesn't seem that way. So it seems, though, that there was already previously a Hetzer given at some point in the last 14 years or so since they entered the land of Israel to intermarry between Tzvatim, but that day was very significant, and it just fits very beautifully into the story. It kind of just worked out that way, but it's very befitting that would be the day that when the women go out to celebrate this, that indeed they would find cause these intermarriages within Binyamin, and it's a little bit of a limud zvus on them that it seems from the Mishnah, if it indeed refers to what they were doing, that they were going out to find husbands. You know, they didn't necessarily want to be whisked away like that, but in order for it, you know, to allow that, they had to be in that fashion because of the shvua.
Why couldn't they have been trying to attract husbands from their own tribe?
No, they could have been. That's what I'm saying. Indeed, that may have been what they were out there for. So, you know, at least they were looking for husbands, you know?
They got a husband. So, wasn't there, or maybe I'm imagining, but I read somewhere that Zubaha, they celebrate.